Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. If anxiety had a ringtone, what will it sound like? 713-572-4610. And this is in honor of me riding on the freeway. It was yesterday. I was on my way home from work, driving like normal. And you know, people in Houston kind of drive a little crazy at times. Specifically, I got to call out the bikers out there.
Oh,
salute to all the bikers
no.
out there.
How be
y'all,
careful now.
Yeah, y'all be, look, they do a good job. I haven't seen nothing crazy, but they be weaving through those lanes
On the line in between the lanes.
Yeah.
Oh, when they're lane splitting?
They be cutting it close to the point. I'd be like, ooh, that kind of give me anxiety. Specifically, this sound right here, this is the sound I heard as I was driving. Mm-hmm. It was just
rockets?
I didn't even, it was so crazy. I didn't even see the motorcycle.
You know,
I never
do.
Saw it.
You rarely do.
I never saw. I don't know if it was.
You.
I don't know if it was ongoing or in the same lane as me. I had no idea. All I just heard. I just heard it. I'm like, So it kind of got me thinking of different sounds.
Sounds that make you anxious.
Yeah, I actually have a list of a couple things too. So that was my first one. My next one is this. I got to get a little, let me go right here. Let me get a little nerdy real quick. So I used to play this game called Zelda. It was one specifically a Link to the Past or something like that. And whenever you kind of collect a whole bunch of hearts. And so that's kind of like your energy or whatever that is. Mm-hmm. And when you get low on hearts, this is what it sound like right here, and this this sound drives me nuts. Wait, here it goes. You see that little?
Oh yeah.
So if you don't get no other hearts, you gonna go around like that the whole time.
You're just irritating everybody.
Yeah. So and then that means you pretty much about to die.
Yeah.
And wait, what did you play this on? Because I feel like also
Super Nintendo.
Yeah. See, it's one of them systems where you can't save your progress.
Yeah.
You could never save no progress back in the day.
That's the anxiety inducing part. Is like not just I'm about to die. It's if I die, all this work that I've put in.
Yeah.
Or not.
You got to go right back to the beginning. And here is another one from another game. And I think everybody familiar with the game Sonic on Sega Genesis. And you know that level where you in the water and you trying to get back up to the top?
This one. Yep.
When you hear that sound, you like,
oh. Oh, boy, I got to go. It's getting faster.
You trying to jump up on that level and you keep falling back down?
I actually remember this one, believe it or not. Yeah. Yeah, you go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that one kind of get me too. Mm-hmm. A couple other ones that kind of irritate me is the when people have a low battery on their phone and it's like 9%, when they get the single digits, that's when I kind of start.
Yeah.
I got to get a charger ASAP. It could be at 10. I'm good at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Once I get the single digits, I need a charger ASAP.
So I've been thinking about this. If anxiety had a sound for me, there's a very specific sound, and all the boaters and fishermen out there will know this. You go out fishing, you're in the middle of the bay somewhere, you park your boat, turn off the motor, or not park, you stop your boat, turn off the motor, go fish, and then you go back to turn it on. And if you don't put the throttle right on neutral, you just hear click, 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 and you immediately think, oh, hell, my battery's dead and I'm stuck out in the middle of the bay. But then you, you know, most people, you have to put it right in neutral, or else if you don't, if you try to start it like anywhere else, it just click, 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 click. Oh, no, yeah. I'm going to be stuck out here for hours. They're never going to find me.
Oh, yeah. See, I thought you were going with one of the ones. I thought you were going to go with something, Figgy, when you were talking about being on a highway. And there's not one in particular, but any one of them car sounds, you start hearing that knock or something, you just go, oh,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
it just it sounds like hundreds upon thousands
of dollars.
How about
the brake squeal? When you're stopping and you hear that, and you're like, oh, I need $800 worth of brakes.
Yeah, the brake squeal is one of them. Oh, actually, you know what it is? It's just that ka-doom whenever you hit a pothole because you're like, ooh, is that a whole tire? Yeah. Because also, the brakes, you might be like, am I willing to deal with this squeal for a little bit?
Yeah.
That when that tire pop,
yeah,
you gotta get it right now.
I ain't gonna lie, I dealt with brake squeaking way longer than I should, so it's kind of a little bit normal to me.
Yeah,
some good ones are coming in here on the text line again, 713-572-4610. A number of people with a very good answer, which is whoop 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 whoop.
Yep, because
there's a whole bunch of different levels of anxiety, which is, oh man, I already did my defensive driving. This was just gonna be on my record.
Or
oh,
why are they stopping me? Here's or, this oh, money. No, they figured it out. Or?
Right, right. Oh, no, there's something in the car that should not be. There's a lot of different levels of anxiety to that one.
Sometimes you can have a clean record and ain't doing nothing wrong. Just as soon as a cop get behind you, oh, man, the cops don't turn around, man.
Sometimes it's just, damn, I'm about to be late. Right? Sometimes it's just like, this is going to take me 10 minutes, and I don't have 10 minutes right now.
Yeah, a couple other ones on the list is that default iPhone alarm sound.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
That one came up.
I wish I used to have that one, but that one.
Or how about the Windows crashing sound? That, you know, when Windows crashes, it makes a specific do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, and they're like, oh yeah.
I don't remember the last time my computer crashed like that. Like, I feel like we've gotten to a good place where that one is not so anxiety inducing.
The chirp on the smoke detector when you need a battery.
Oh God!
See, that doesn't induce anxiety.
You start hitting it with a broom.
No, I'm like, all right, we need to get them batteries. I listen to too many damn podcasts where they smoke a detector need a new battery.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, to that making you late. That the chiming of the railroad crossing.
Oh God! Should I beat it? Should I try to get under?
No, you should not even be thinking
you
about
not,
that.
I think about it every time.
Somebody wasn't listening to PSAs they playing on this station, man.
Right,
but you can hear the sound, but the little stick things haven't fallen down yet. I think I got this.
Some great ones, by the way, coming in from the 346. When Carrie Underwood starts singing on a Sunday, like that's
awesome.
Your Sunday scaries kick in because you're like, it is basically Monday now.
Oh, yeah.
The weekend is on.
Yeah,
Weekend gone.
Yeah.
Actually, for me, it's the tick, tock, tick. That 60 minutes come on, you're like, damn. we are out of here. Yeah. The breaking news sounder, somebody said, gives them PTSD from the COVID days, like the height of COVID, where it was just, as soon as you got there, everybody's like, oh, Lord, what is it now? And then this one I love so much from the 404. Hearing Anita Baker, Sweet Love on a Saturday. Time to clean, baby.
It's time to clean,
You got 4 hours of cleaning in front of you.
I think I outgrew that now because I just played Anita Baker on the daily.
Yeah.
So it don't really take me back to the time I had to clean up. But I feel that one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Keith texted those in, by the way. Just get them in. 713-572-4610. As I continue on, the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. So I don't think, Reggie, you wasn't here when I confessed that. I'm a big fan of these cop cam type of videos that have been popping up on my TikTok. Every time I see one, I just stop and watch the whole thing. Sometimes they be about 8 minutes, and it's just people stealing from Walmart and just all type of stuff. But this one was a little scary. We talked about being on the freeway and all that stuff. So apparently a man crashed into a police car, and he had a bizarre reaction to this. So what you're going to hear is the actual car crash. You're going to hear the cop get on his little radio and pretty much calling in saying, hey, get an ambulance, Everybody was fine and all that. And then you're going to hear the person that actually crashed in the back of the cop car. And by the way, he had somebody pulled over. So that could be a little scary, but this is how that sounded. This is part one to that.
Fairview 187. My vehicle's just been hit. Start an ambulance.
Hey, what happened?
You tell me.
I need a new car.
Here, come over here, buddy. Get out of the road. Here, have a seat real quick. Have a seat. You all right?
Damn. Yeah, I'm all right.
What happened, dude?
I don't know, man. I've been drinking.
You've been drinking?
Yeah, I've been drinking.
Okay.
And I took some weed pills.
Some weed pills?
All right, we did a lot.
Okay. Anybody else in the car?
Nah, it's just me.
187. Driver tells me he's been drinking and took some weed pills.
Yeah, let me get
no. Sit down, sit down.
Okay.
I don't want you to get hit, okay?
He's done.
Yeah. No, my favorite part is he crashed and said, what happened?
Yeah, right.
The cop said, I don't know, you tell me. You tell me, man.
Right from what happened, I was like, yeah, you're just going to have to give something up, big fella. Because we already suspect there's probable cause. When he was like, I've been drinking, I was like, there you go, big fella. And then he said, I had weed pills. I was like, hey, we doing too much.
I didn't even know nothing about you no didn't need to give weed all pills.
You didn't even have to say that.
The cop said, you tell me.
He said, damn, I'm going to need a new car. And I'm like, brother.
Yeah, you need a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Here's part two to that situation of the man crashing into the back of the cop's car.
Were you wearing your seatbelt?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Airbag went off. Everything went off. What's up, bud?
You all right, man?
It's a nice car I just crashed.
Are you the owner of that car?
Yes, sir.
What year is it?
2018. It was 2018.
Was it 2018?
Yeah. Hey, man, I ain't never been to car accident. I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, dude.
I got insurance. It ain't gonna cover that, though.
Well, I don't know, but that's not what we're concerned about right now.
That's right.
About everybody's okay, all right?
Right.
I did that on purpose, sir.
What, you hit me on purpose?
Yeah, I did.
Why is that?
I'm bored.
You're bored?
I'm bored.
Fairview 187. Copy subject.
What?
He said, I hit you on purpose, sir.
I'm bored?
Yes, he let the intrusive thoughts win, and actually took me entirely a different place. At first, I was going to be like, we're laughing, but obviously, like, drinking, driving, a real problem. I think that, like, that instantly became this is a mental health considered situation.
Well, like, it sounds like it now.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
At first, it was, like, drinking, but I was, like, I was kind of interested in that because he sounded like he was slurring. Now, clearly, you don't have to slur to be drunk, right? And obviously, there's the stopping point from you driving is well before that, obviously. But when he goes... Actually, I hit you on purpose. I'm bored. I was like, oh, that's bells. And it sounded like the cop was also like, yeah, we're going to need to take you to a different place.
Tell me there's a part three. How did this end?
Yeah, it kind of got a little worse. I ain't played the rest of it. But, he started saying some little bit of uncomfortable things about his childhood and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, I'm not sure if he was drunk.
Was he trying to kill himself?
I have no idea. I didn't hear that part in there.
Yeah.
But so it was a little bit bizarre.
That took a turn.
Yeah.
Honestly, definitely took a turn. Hope he gets help. Kind of happy about the way it played out. Ultimately,
nobody got hurt.
Yeah.
Like they were able to have a pretty civil conversation throughout this. I just hope he gets the help that he needs.
Yeah, the cop wasn't hurt. The young man wasn't hurt. He was kind of just sitting on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And the people that the cop originally pulled over wasn't hurt. So everybody was good.
And he got insurance. So we all going to make
it. As he said, they ain't going to cover that though.
Well, totally.
And that vehicle looked bad too. I'm glad.
We'll get a little something when they total it.
I'm surprised he got out the car that quick.
Yeah.
How bad that car looked.
What happened? It sounded like he was standing right next to the cop. He was like,
he
smash.
Was. Yeah.
Hey, what happened, dog?
You tell me.
I don't know. You tell me. All right, I'll get you guys out of here on this. Got to give some thoughts and prayers and a rest in peace to R&B singer D'Angelo.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, are you familiar with D'Angelo Lopez?
Yeah, a little bit. Little,
really,
little,
what song?
R&B, I don't know what song.
I was just trying to call you.
Name three songs.
Yeah, what's the song? Yeah. Now, here's the song. I know you heard this song before right here. It's the long version. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's a long version.
Why you asking me? You tell me. Yeah.
Let me tell you about this girl. Maybe I should. I met her in Philly, and her name was Brown. See, we've been shaking up constantly. That's why my eyes are a shade. Blood burgundy.
I'm not gonna lie. The whole since I realized, because
what
I think
the song was about.
We made eye contact when we found out that D'Angelo had passed. Yeah. I've just been humming one of his songs in my head since. Like, I absolutely love his work. Mm-hmm. Like, raw emotion that comes through in his work. It's really sad. 51 is what
he's 51 years old.
Prostate cancer. Like, it's one of those things where he just kind of dealt with it in silence, and unfortunately.
Yeah.
Lost the battle, so as always, bleep cancer. But yeah, always hate seeing somebody, especially someone of great talent that you connect with their work, passing.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to D'Angelo, man. Way too young, man. Mm-hmm. Way too young.
51.
Man, you ain't give us no positives in here. We went from anxiety sounds to just maybe a mental health incident. A
lot of turns.
Hitting a cop.
Hey, that's what be in my brain sometimes, man. Mm-hmm. Maybe I need to get checked out or something.
I mean, just maybe. But also, we'll see if we can cheer you up at some point. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That is Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on the show. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. Earlier, Lopez unveiled his quarterback dog tier list. What for you do you want to see from CJ Stroud this week and also going forward to help you feel a little bit stronger about the dog within him? 713-572-4610. We do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.